Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. This is still the news and marketing day. We did it yesterday. We're going to do it today. But tomorrow we are going to be diving into the scale of liberty, the ideological paradigm of liberty versus subjugation. There's a lot of gurus out there, Jordan Peterson and other philosophical minds that people just go goo-goo over. Oh, these guys are so smart. They're distractions. They're complete wastes of time, as far as I'm concerned, because they are in a space of basically validating how they think on these different tangents when we really, life is far more simple, simpler than one would think, and maybe simpler than even I can describe, but I'm going to do my best real quick. We have two opposite ends of ideologies, and these are the two philosophies of men: liberty, individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and the opposite of that is subjugation. And you will find, as we migrate and surrender one liberty to the next liberty to the next liberty, as we work our way to complete subjugation, there are positions where people like to go onto tangents and create these as different philosophies. They are not. It is an ideology marching from individual liberty to subjugation or back. It is that simple. People want to put things into perspective of left and right. There is no such thing in their aspect because they try to describe things as a circle when it is truly linear. There is no way you go from individual liberty into straight into subjugation and backwards. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. It's an incremental process, period. And people look at anarchists as the extreme end of the right. No. Anarchists are tools for the left. Anybody that understands liberty understands that we have to have laws. There has to be certain things that go with liberty. Personal accountability, self-accountability, self-responsibility, and so forth, as well as free will. Anyway, so we're going to get into that tomorrow, and we're going to get into that whole concept of individual liberty, natural law. We're also going to get into the concepts of republicanism and liberty and republicanism and the concept of rescinding the 17th Amendment. These are all critical concepts that we want to kind of go through. And what we're going to be doing is we're also going to be planting seeds of, you know, Constitution Day and other events and so forth. In a way, we're just kind of rehashing some of these things we've covered a long time ago, but we want to revisit them as we are going to be doing some remodeling. And I mentioned all of this yesterday. I don't want to necessarily repeat a bunch of stuff because I've got a lot of stuff to go through. We will be doing a original and or we will be broadcasting on the 16th Monday for Bill of Rights Day, because we're not aired live on Sunday. On the 16th, we will be covering the Bill of Rights and what I believe is the steps towards rescinding the federal Bill of Rights and having the states incorporate some of these bills of rights. Because if you understand, we'll get into this, if you understand state constitutions created rubber stamps of bad concepts and paradigms. So anyway, what we're going to get into today is, like I said, we're going to get into more news and marketing, the crap that you just can't believe is happening. And we're going to cover that for today. We'll get back into that on Friday. We'll give you some more news and marketing, and probably we'll even do that on Monday. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to build up for what we call the Bill of Rights Day, because the Bill of Rights were voted for, I should say, basically signed and sent out to the states for ratification on December 15th of 1789. In other words, Madison, and this pokes the Convention of State folks right in the eye, in a matter of from May to December, what is that, 7 months, Madison came up with the Bill of Rights, 12 amendments to the Constitution, technically 12, and the Bill of Rights were argued, debated, and refined in 7 months' time. The Constitution itself was designed by the delegates in just a few months' time. And the Convention of States want to take years and years in debating and considering and arguing concepts that will have zero impact on getting federal tyranny back into check and shutting down unconstitutional government. We do not need a convention of states. We do not need to amend the Constitution. We need to demand compliance. We need complete compliance to the Constitution ASAP. Now, you are listening to the only show that provides you the academic and the evidence of these types of solutions that there's no doubt in my mind the framers would be pursuing today. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, and we have a great sponsor, Red State Coffee. We would appeal to you to try to go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, go to the link right there on our homepage. It'll take you to Red State Coffee. Try some. Order yourself one bag of Red State Coffee. Get yourself either the whole bean or the grind, and you tell us what you think of Red State Coffee. Here is the launch of a, you know, obviously a naming of a product that is out there basically proudly stating this is what Red State Coffee should be. Tell us what you think. The number to call in is 425-270-5416. 425-270-5416. That's our comment line. So go ahead and give us a call and let us know what you think. Now, I am going to be talking to and having a conversation with Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, or Lionheart, so that we can actually get this concept of promoting statehood to Hong Kong, Taiwan, Vietnam, and some of these other states. What we're looking to do is we're looking to try to solve the real problem, because bottom line, as long as these nations can be tossed to and fro because they're not founded on a constitution and they're not founded on republicanism, then they are going to be tossed to and fro. So there's no doubt in my mind. We will let you know how that goes, and we'll probably air an interview with him in the next few weeks, next month or so. Anyway, let us move forward, because we still have time to get through all of these things. But the last thing we want to do is we want to tell you that we do have a listen line. If you cannot stream this show, punch this number into your, you know, your dial or your directory, your, you know, fast dial, whatever, 605-562-4209. That way you can always listen to Red State Talk Radio and Reclaiming the Republic more specifically. One of the things I want to poke the NBA, want to poke those who are NBA fans. Why is it that you are even still supporting them, and why aren't you protesting the NBA? Because they are clearly the shills for communism and slavery in the world. And it's that is repugnant. It is a repugnant concept. It is un-American for what they are doing. So with that, let me get into the first story that is provided by G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Now, if you're not getting G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, you should be. You need to sign up for this. But we may not make it all the way through this, but so we'll just keep spanning this because we have a lot to go through for today. The Democratic strategy, this is by G. Edward Griffin, is reporting that the Democratic strategy to extend the Patriot Act exposes how both parties scheme to renew the invasive data collection provisions of the Patriot Act. Congress is set to extend surveillance provisions in the Patriot Act that includes Section 2015, which allows the government to gain access to business records and conduct roving wiretaps of people trying to duck surveillance and counterterrorism investigations, like yours truly, possibly. Now, they know, they realize that G.R. Mobley is not somebody that is out trying to do a counterterrorist. What G.R. Mobley is doing is recognizing that the federal government is not our constitutional government, and we need to understand the Constitution to get the federal government into compliance to the Constitution, to undo a lot of things just like this. And I just want you to understand that it is paramount that we start putting these things into perspective, because as you start understanding the growth of the Patriot Act and this concept, and I'm not even finishing this story, but there's another story we'll be getting into today regarding the network of things, or the 5G network, and how it is going to become the big brother. And I mean, these two things go hand in hand. That's why the government has no problem with 5G coming down your throat. They don't mind because they both work together. So with that, we'll finish this story, the strategies. We'll get into the 5G story as well, so you can kind of start connecting the dots. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, just to get you back up to speed, so we put GR back on track here. Apparently, J. Edward Griffin is reporting that the Democrats have a strategy in Congress, and both parties of Congress are scheming to renew the Patriot Act and to extend the surveillance provisions within the Patriot Act to conduct roving wiretaps of people like GR here trying to supposedly duck surveillance. Now, I don't try to duck surveillance. I just don't have that big of a footprint. I have a smartphone, but it is only a phone. I have no accounts on it. I do not have applications spying on me. But there is a good chance that the federal government and or other agencies can be tapping, listening in, and what have you. And all they're going to hear is what is constitutional and what isn't constitutional. What I am doing has nothing to do with terrorism. What I am doing is doing everything to teach people what we constitutionally have and what is not constitutional, and how they're using every tactic in the book to try to shut us down as they try to get ready to discard the Constitution and move us towards that level of global tyranny. Anyway, the Patriot Act provisions have been hidden deep within the continuing resolution that temporarily fund the government and is likely to be passed by Congress. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky said the scam here is that the Democrats are alleging abuse of presidential power while simultaneously reauthorizing warrantless power to spy on citizens that no president should have in a bill that continues to fund everything the president does and waiving their own rules to do that. In other words, it's the epitome of evil and corruption. And if you want to understand what it's going to take to solve this problem, get smart on Republic Review if you haven't yet. I mean, there may be a few of you that actually listen to this show because it's just my voice fills the walls and the air in your home or in your environment, and it just makes you, I get it. Sometimes people say I have a good sounding voice. I'm not here to just be entertaining. I am here to try to help motivate you, because what is it going to take to get you to recognize how close we are? Don't let me be ignored. Do the due diligence and don't take my word for what I am saying. Read these things for yourself. Look these things up. Challenge me. But you should be challenging everybody. Just don't take what Rush says for face value. It's a grain of salt until it becomes truth to you. Then you understand. And I'm not here to be, witful. I'm not here to be entertaining. I am here to try to prove and drive home a very specific message. We have a short window. We have the opportunity in that window to saving our Constitution and our Republic. It is that simple. Okay? That's it. That is what GR is here to do, and that's what we're trying to do. Now, here's a good one. Now, and this goes into the hands of how government likes using class action lawsuits for serving themselves. A Canadian law firm representing 60 plaintiffs, who allege that Roundup weed killer has caused their illnesses that include cancer, has filed a $500 million class action lawsuit against the pharmaceutical company Bayer. The owner of Roundup manufacturer Monsanto. The plaintiffs are looking for financial compensation and behavior modification in the form of large settlements to discourage other companies from bad business practices. In the United States alone, there have been 18,000 lawsuits filed against the makers of Roundup. I mean, my friends, this is a real problem. But the question is, how culpable is Bayer and Monsanto in knowing what they're doing and not providing, the best guarantees or what have you? Because people are still buying it. It's still being sold on the shelf because people still want to be able to kill the weeds. It's just like with Dow Corning and asbestos, when they were still using asbestos for covering hot pipes and so forth. There's a reason why these types of things are, created and so forth. Now, the evils is when a company knowingly knows and does nothing to provide the user, you know, buyer beware, this can cause you real harm. But the real point is that these lawsuits, actually, just like when the federal government went after the tobacco companies, what they really did was they actually helped the major tobacco companies and killed all the minor tobacco companies who couldn't pay and couldn't deal with the punitive measures that came out of that lawsuit. And what it did was it gave the major tobacco companies a larger stake in the market space. And they're the ones that, you know, were, and as a matter of fact, it's not like it came out of their hide. What they ended up doing was they ended up raising the cost of cigarettes to fund for those penalties. That is self-serving, and it's self-serving the government because, oh, by the way, because the tobacco company is now charging more, their excise tax is more. We do not have a noble government. We have collusion and cooperation at levels that are just hard to fathom. The problem is that these types of class action lawsuits only serves big government and not the people and small government. Now, I'm going to throw it out there that there is this concept of, these types of things and how we need to shut them down or, you know, what do we do about these things? Well, okay, so there's this other thing out there that is becoming a reported problem. I think Microsoft, there's a lot of different, even Bill O'Reilly is advertising about title theft, right? Well, why is there a problem with title theft? Why is it that the owner, let me ask you, how many of you that are listening to this show actually put your title and your title information out online or put any of your personal information out online? Well, then the point is that whoever is putting that information online should be held liable if somebody steals your title and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you don't even have a house anymore because these thieves have put you into this financial ruin. Well, why is it that you're in financial ruin? The entities, the county government, and the small governments, state governments, and whomever, banks, these title companies, all of these companies need to be liable. They're the ones putting it out. It's not like you have put out your financial information, your house title, and all these other things. But they're coming after you, and you're the loser. Do you get it? Do you understand how we have constantly been shifting the liability, and you, because you don't have the deep pockets to take these folks on? Why is it that your government legislators aren't doing their job in protecting your life and your property? Instead, they're protecting the banks and those people with deep pockets that pay for them. If you want to start understanding the importance of politics, you have to put some skin in the game, my friends. You have to get active. You have to get supportive of those who are going to become champions for your liberties and champions to protecting your life and property. Those who have respect for individual liberty and individual sovereignty. If you're upset, you need to be the one that is challenging these folks that are stealing our liberties and our future. It's that simple. You know, don't be bought into these, oh, class action lawsuit. This is the greatest thing. I'm going to get, you know, something for free. It's crap. What ends up happening is government becomes the big benefactor and the corporations become the big benefactor. And they come away with a win-win for them and we're the ones that get screwed. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's got to stop. And I just wanted to make a good example out of this whole title theft and this whole fraud that actually hurts us, the consumer. We're not the ones putting this data out there at risk. It's these retailers. I mean, how many people have you heard that have compromised the entire United States, Social Security numbers and all your financial information because they hacked into your home? No. They're going after the people that have this. And if you're going to have that kind of data and you can't protect it, then you have to be held liable. How did these people get a hold of your title? Oh, well, it was your county government, or oh, it was this title company, or your bank. They have to be held liable. You should not be the ones bailing out these corporations, banks, and governments for bad behavior. Does that make sense? And we have to start getting constitutional representatives to stand up and say, hey, we're not here to take it, you know, to poke and to keep on taking a pound of flesh out of you, the public. We have to demand that people hold full responsibility. Because remember, the three premises, or I should say the three sides of liberty, I will get into it when we get back because I don't want to bleed into it. But there are three independent factors, or I should say interdependent factors in liberty. And I'll get back into that in just a sec. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google Donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so the one thing I kind of want to impress upon you when it comes to, you know, why is it that we constantly allow government to give favor to corporations, you know, insurance companies, because they have the deeper pockets and they're buying your government. In other words, our government is not in harmony with principles of liberty. And so I hate to do this, but I'm going to cite a very small portion of my book, little subsection, a part of a paragraph that I think concisely hits the nail on the head. Civil society. In other words, we're not living in a civil society when we allow government to go hostily and use hostilities towards its citizenry in favor of corporations themselves and other entities. In other words, we have a very hostile society. Civil society, though, is wholly dependent upon the symbiosis between the fundamental principles of liberty being free agency, responsibility, and accountability. When these principles are balanced and in harmony with the individual citizens, liberty then can act as a catalyst in elevating synergy within the community and society. These synergies will lead to a stronger spiritual well-being, greater productivity, and improved health and development of wealth. In other words, the day we start actually holding the culprits accountable and responsible, that they have to actually pay back or go after these culprits that have stolen your title and have basically leveraged it, then those are the folks that we go after. And it is these companies, whoever's doing this and putting this information at risk, they have to be held responsible. They have to be accountable for it. Why is it? This makes so much sense. Why is the government not doing this? Because the public is stupid and you don't care. Well, those of you who are listening to the show are a step above everybody because you're beginning to get it. You're beginning to understand. There are ways forward. There is a path to enlightenment. And this really is enlightenment when we start holding the culprits accountable and responsible for their actions. Okay, so we talked earlier about this concept of the Federal Reserve, right? And I didn't get into it, but I talked heavily about it in the previous episode. And the Federal Reserve is, you know, going down this path of creating, all of this debt and so forth. But the bottom line is the Federal Reserve is illegitimate and unconstitutional. Now, we have this, and the other story that I just gave you is that they're trying to do all this wiretapping and they want to revisit the parts of the Patriot Act that take away your rights of privacy. Now, Mark Steele, an expert of weapon systems and a patent writer and inventor and nuclear research technology officer, said that the 5G technology is a killer. He says it will intentionally disrupt and change the world if it is allowed to be rolled out. The goal is to have it completed by 2030. He says 5G is intended for more than surveillance, monitoring, and social credit systems. It is also a part of crowd control and mood and psychological control. They're going to be monitoring, the volume of telephone calls and reactions to certain things and so forth, whether they be small, regional, or global, or national. The level of monitoring and the level of artificial intelligence is unfathomable by the average human. In essence, the 5G network that is rolling out is a weapon. Technology is becoming something that we must interface with in order to access the world. Now, if you stay old school and you just maintain a computer at home and stop using that phone as, all forms of technology, communications, and so forth, then you will find that you will have layers of protection. But I'm here to tell you that we have the ability to actually change this future. The choice to be an addict to technology lies within us. The bad outweighs the good with regards to what this technology offers. Too many people are blindly going in and saying this offers good things. The people that are driving it are that evil. If you want to start doing the research, you will find that there are tens of thousands of companies and apps that are being loaded onto your personal devices that are nefarious in nature and are deliberately spying on you and sharing and colluding with many other entities, and one of them being government. Why does government care what you're buying and or looking for and looking at Amazon? We're going down the path of Minority Report and the cognitives, but instead of the cognitives, it's going to be jerks like Clapper and Brennan, who are managers of a globalist society agenda. You know, I'll be happy the day justice is truly served and we start seeing people dangling at the end of a rope for their treason. Until we start actually punishing and going after those who are perjuring themselves, moral perjury or what have you, violating the 14th Amendment, we're going to continue to see out of control, or I should say, you know, this corruption and this evil collusion just completely going more and more out of control. It's on steroids, and that's the direction that we're heading. And it's all tied to one thing. It's all tied to the allowance the federal government can do things that are not within the delegated powers granted to them. There's only one solution, and that is to force the federal government into compliance to the Constitution and let the states do the rest. I know you don't have a lot of faith in your states, but they're obtainable and they're easily influenced by you a lot more than the federal government. Now, here's another one. This kind of lends to this concept of statehood, but I'm going to throw this argument out because I have real problems with statehood for certain types of countries, and I'll give you that. G. Edward Griffin reports that peaceful protests in Iran have turned into anti-government riots following an increase in gasoline prices and rationing. Thugs and gunmen reportedly infiltrated the peaceful demonstrations to convert them into what appears to be violent mobs attempting to overthrow the government. The U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, threw his support behind the protesters, or I should, I'll even say, G. Edward Griffin isn't saying that these, because if you understand where these guns are coming from, these are probably coming in via NGOs, non-government organizations, because it was NGOs that helped stand up ISIS. And it was, you know, working with the CIA and so forth in trying to create a level of destabilization for a country and or a region so that, you know, we can manipulate it. This is all bad. This is all bad. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo threw his support behind, like I said, these protesters, J. Edward Griffin says, these protesters, and said that the U.S. stands with them. Well, you know, I think we should be standing with their independence, but not with, we have to have expectations. We cannot just say, hey, we, you know, we want you to challenge, you know, these bad guys, but we, you know, we want to be able to manipulate you just as equally. No, no, no. What we want is we want people to enjoy liberty. But there are real problems. I'll get into that in just a second. However, the U.S. State Department has imposed heavy economic sanctions against Iran, as everybody knows, that are hurting the Iranian people, which is causing this uprising. Foreign agents are known to favor street violence in Iran to frighten the people into calling for regime change. Daniel McAdams says that Israel and Saudi Arabia are using American troops and tax dollars to achieve their political objectives, not to defend America. The only solution here is to offer statehood to states like this. The real problem is that these are Islamic theologies, and so statehood or even regime change is not enough. There must be a paradigm shift, one that moves the people towards, and this is GR speaking, one that moves the people towards liberty and not subjugation. There has to be a fundamental challenging of Mohammedism. There has to be a fundamental challenging of people that are willing to subject themselves to the state. It is one thing when Christ comes that we subject ourselves to him, but it's another thing to subject ourselves to mortals and to government and to people who only want to oppress us and control us. And if people aren't wise enough to start understanding that, and you know what? If the people in the Middle East and throughout these Mohammedan countries and Islam, if they haven't woke up over the past how many centuries and realize it's always about subjugation, they've got to wake up and we have to start challenging these paradigms. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so this next one is regarding, and this kind of ties in, I've got another story down the line here regarding Amazon and some of these other companies, these large tech companies. But this is really a story that G. Edward Griffin is reporting regarding Dr. Jordan Peterson. And this is all about fake technology and or fake impersonations and so forth. These things really only have credibility. They only have a real threat when there is a symbiosis or harmony with government. Remember, evil monopolies are monopolies that are created and protected by government. So anyway, Dr. Jordan Peterson objects to artificial intelligence deepfake technology that creates a near-perfect audio and video impersonation, of an individual. Otherwise, the technology will be used to disrupt and destroy confidence in any form of communications other than direct personal contact. He says this should be declared illegal, at least when used to defame, damage, or deceive people and or a person. Jordan recently became the brunt of hundreds of fake messages in what sounded exactly like his voice and speech patterns. I want you to understand that it's one thing for, you know, somebody on the side to be doing something like this and just, you know, attacking. But you have to understand how dark and how evil this type of technology can be be in the hands of corporate government globalists. If you understand what they can do, all of a sudden the machine can take over. the machine being the government and technology, artificial intelligence, and so forth. There is a real problem. And you have to understand that those of you that are buying your brand new Apples, you're, you know, providing your support to Amazon, you will undoubtedly have blood on your hands by supporting these types of companies. Now, here's a good one. G. Edward Griffin reports, and this is about illegal immigration. Jose Brian Guzman, an 18-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador who was living in North Carolina, has been accused of murdering a 19-year-old woman just 6 months after being released from jail in Durham County. This happens to also be a sanctuary county. Guzman was arrested in December 2018 for committing armed robbery on two separate occasions. Well, so apparently, letting him go because Guzman was released when Durham County announced it would no longer cooperate with ICE officials. And so Guzman is in the country illegally and arrived around September 2015 as an unaccompanied minor and, oh, maybe he's a DACA recipient, and was released into the interior of the country, popping up on the radar only after his 2018 arrest. Bottom line, there is a young woman that has been murdered at his hands because of this concept of sanctuary cities. When government no longer looks at and protects your property and your life, then government is no longer serving its citizenry. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, let me get back to this whole corporate technology globalist ideologues that are working hand in hand with government. For all you Amazon Prime members, for all you supporters of Amazon, even Apple and these other big tech companies, I want you to understand that you will have blood on your hands. Now, G. Edward Griffin has reported that there is a trailer out for Amazon Prime's Hunters show that will appear to be middle-class Americans, several of whom are donning red baseball hats reminiscent of the Trump MAGA hats. According to the plot, these people are real Nazis, and they are being hunted and killed by a diverse band of Nazi hunters in a bloody quest for revenge and justice for the killing of Jews in World War II concentration camps. Al Pacino, who plays their Nazi hunter Jewish ringleader named Meyer Offerman, justifies the killings by saying, "This is not murder, this is mitzvah." The plot of the show appears to bear the obvious similarities to Jason Blum's The Hunt, a horror movie that centered around groups of liberals who hunt down red state conservatives. The release of The Hunt was postponed following criticism from President Trump and the mass shooting in El Paso and Dayton. But nothing is going to intimidate and or stop Amazon from pushing this crap and this filth forward into their video Prime system. So those of you who are Prime members, you are supporting this because Amazon wouldn't have the budget to support these types of shows and do these types of things if they felt the ramifications of their ideological stances and their involvement in political causes, you know, wouldn't be challenged. In other words, you're not challenging them and removing yourself and not buying Amazon or crap from Amazon. I'm here to tell you that you are better off just severing your relationship. If not, you have blood on your hands. That's the only way I can put it. Now, Trump has criticized Hollywood for creating violence and then blaming others. He says the Hollywood elite are the real racists in America. And it's actually the ideological elite. It's not just them. It's the entertainers. It's these basketball players. It's these football players. It's the ideological elite. And he says, and I'm telling you, that they are the greatest threat to America. They are the terrorists undermining our constitutional republic. And the deep state is after us for challenging these types of things because government is protecting this assault on liberty. Folks, when organizations make these types of ideological moves and you continue to give these organizations your money, well, like I said, you have blood on your hands. Now, here's an interesting ruling that J. Edward Griffin reports on, and this is in King County, Washington, where the thriving city of Seattle and Tacoma exist, and even other cities. But anyway, a King County judge ruled in favor of the 23-year-old Charles Donnelly and ordered the state to return his legally owned firearms to him after they were seized under red flag laws in early October because he made jokes about violence against women on the internet. Chris Donnelly, 23, also posted a photo of himself holding two AK-47 style rifles. Authorities in his home city of Seattle were alarmed by the post, which included fantasies of hurting women. Donnelly claimed the posts were jokes meant for his friends. He has no criminal record, and his lawyer described the weapon seizure as an intrusion of both his First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. And so this is where technology and government, you know, these radical left that are taking over your cities and so forth and your states, this is where government, as well as the federal government, you know, is the real danger. They're the danger of our civil liberties, these technology corporations as well as government. This is what's going on in China. In Arizona, J. Edward Griffin reports that last year, Daniel Zeros Brito, formerly a legislative assistant to a U.S. Representative Raul Grivala, a Democrat, attacked Jonathan Sparks from behind, trying to grab his Make America Great Again hat. An unprovoked attack caused Sparks to fall and break his ankle in four places, resulting in permanent damage. Brito continued the attack, punching Sparks while he was laying on the ground, calling him Hitler and a Nazi until bystanders pulled Brito off the injured Trump fan. You know, I've told you about their tolerance. Once they have and are enabled with power, you will not believe the tyranny and the despotism and the oppression they will rain upon you. A group of illegal immigrants breached a pre-Trump version of the border wall. And this is also something that just happened down in California. So they breached a pre-Trump version of the border wall in California and drove a stolen truck through the hole. But this was actually a fence taken to make a brazen break for it into the U.S. border. U.S. border agents arrested the driver and 15 passengers, all of whom were from Mexico, except for a man and woman from Guatemala. The border wall in Campo consists of landing mat fencing, which was erected years ago. However, even though Trump's new fencing is not impregnable, this is fencing. Note, and I am trying to make a big point out of this, this is a fence, not a wall. And if you see the pictures, you go, that is definitely not a wall. We need an impenetrable barrier to keep until Mexico becomes a state and goes through that process and cleans house. We have to have a barrier between us and them. That is how we will protect our liberty. But more importantly, we must reclaim the republic and force constitutional compliance. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the republic, and we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.